It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doran says, back in 1977 today, Fonzie, happy days, made his first appearance. One of the coolest characters ever, question mark?
No, I didn't say that. Made his first appearance. I said he jumped the shark today. Like the scene, jumped the shark, and you know the saying, he jumped the shark. Like, that came from Happy Days. Did you know that?
No.
Are you serious?
I really did not know that.
Yes, he actually jumped the shark, like he was doing like a water skiing thing.
I heard exactly what you said.
You just changed the whole thing.
But I thought that it meant something else.
No. No. 1977. Jumped the shark. Now we say it.
That's where that came from?
Yep. Yes.
Jumping the shark came from Fonzie.
Yes, there's a video over here. I'll retweet it.
Of him jumping a shark?
Yes. It's a Jaws account, so they retweeted it.
Was he surfing?
He was water skiing.
He's water skiing. He jumps over a shark.
Yes.
And that's where the saying, jump the shark, came from.
Are you messing with me right now?
Why would I be messing with you? Why would it be surprising to you that I don't know something about pop culture from 1977?
I don't know. I just tweeted it. You could watch it. He jumped the shark.
You know, I had a leather jacket phase in my day.
Did you want to be Fonz?
No. But my dad had a leather jacket, and I liked it. And then we all got leather jackets. They were probably pleather, but you get the point. We look like a biker gang.
Yeah, I went through a phase like that because of Terminator 2. Because Arnold, whenever he played Terminator, he wore leather and he rode a bike. So I did have a phase where I wanted to wear leather all the time.
I feel like as a society, we got away from that.
Leather?
The leather jacket. The black leather jacket. You'd walk around town, or you'd walk around like New York City or something back in the 90s or the early 2000s. Everybody had a damn leather jacket.
That's a good call. We should bring it back.
Dip your toes in first, and then we'll see if I could do it. We were talking about how I was ugly in high school, and my mom texted in, and this is the most mom text of all time. I disagree with you. I think your senior picture with the long hair, you look like a young model. People said you look like Justin Bieber. That's not.
We need to get a picture and post it then.
All right.
I've seen a picture.
I'll get one. Because you said I look like Dobby from Harry Potter, but you were actually thinking of Gollum from Lord of the Rings, and yes. I was offended at first, and now I'm even more offended. My precious. My precious. I used to be able to do a good Gollum. I'll warm up to that, too. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always said there's never a fee unless we get money for you. But right now, we're asking you to call in for a vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers-Chargers player predictions? How do you think this game is going to go? 412-928-9370 on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Best caller wins a pair of tickets to the Sebastian Maniscalco show. Fonzie, jumping the shark.
You see it?
No. Did you tweet it?
Yeah. A few people have tweeted it at us.
Oh, he's jumping a shark.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Did he jump the shark because the saying existed or because...
No, the saying started from that.
Unbelievable.
Yes, because he jumped the shark. It's like, wow, he jumped the shark really on that.
And he's wearing a leather jacket.
Yes.
While he is water skiing. Perfectly on brand. Sean and Imperial first up. Vibe check. How you doing, Sean?
Doing good, Crowley. Good morning, Doran. Appreciate you taking the call.
Oh, jeez.
What happened?
Dropped off. Sorry, Sean. Let's go to John in Johnstown. Oh, no. Is this Starkey?
No, it's not Starkey, because Doran, Harry Potter, love the show. First-time caller, long-time listener. Listen. Watt's going to eat them alive, so we ain't worried about nothing. 24-16 Steelers, come on.
Watt's going to eat Herbert alive?
Yeah.
How about this Joe Alt from Notre Dame? You worried about him at all?
No, nothing.
I just want to put John on hold because of his energy.
Yeah, I like the energy. I'm feeling it.
Oh, my God. He sounds like Dave Damashek. Like, I thought that might be Dave Damashek.
Might be.
I mean, I'm going to put him in. John, are you really Dave Damashek?
No, I'm not Dave. Come on now, Cuzzy.
Does he?
Do you think the Steelers come out guns a-blazing like Doran has suggested, or do you think that they try to win this game 9-6?
No, Fryer moves over the middle, 2 touchdowns, Pickens down the sideline. We're good.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Back on hold. Do you think that John is a fake Yinzer or a real Yinzer?
Fake.
You think that was all shtick right there from
yes.
John?
Yes. I think it's somebody that we might know. John and Johnstown. I mean, come on. It's somebody that we, at least maybe I know.
John, are you sure you're not Starkey?
I am not Starkey.
All right, thank you. Back on hold. 412-928-9370. Vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers, Chargers? I had thought all week long until yesterday, this thing's going to be ground and pound. This game will be over in 2 hours and 15 minutes. Like, by the witching hour of red zone, the Steelers game will have already been over for a half an hour. But you brought up a great point yesterday, and we touched on it to start the show. The Steelers last week, they really didn't play conservative in the first half. They didn't. Mm-hmm. Like, things were clicking apart from the penalties. I think they wanted to get up early in the game and then sit on it, and they did. They just didn't get up as much as they would have liked or as much as they could have if the penalties didn't happen. So there's a ton of people this week, and myself included, that have been saying, man, the Steelers are just going to go conservative, 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 conservative. They didn't want to do that last week. It was only when they saw Bo Nix play ball and realized he's not going to score 10 points when they really ratcheted the thing back.
Do you think that they would have the same thought process this week, even with Justin Herbert being slowed up? Say he's not playing well and they in the second half. Do you think they'll have the same mindset even though it's Justin Herbert, though? Like, say he's not playing well, but you still know he's Justin Herbert. You still have the same mindset in the second half. Do you think they will?
Oh. I think it depends on how big of a lead you could get.
Right.
Like, if you're up 10-0, I don't think you sit on it against the Chargers. And I know I've already said today, Justin Herbert doesn't look like the same player this year. I know what they're trying to do with him, and it might be the game plan over. I just don't think he's healthy. He's skipping passes you've never really seen from Justin Herbert. But if you're Tomlin, you still think of him as yes. Justin Herbert.
Right.
So unless you're up 17-0 or something like that, I don't think you can just say, we're going to run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. I think you still got to take your thoughtful shots. 412-928-9370. I'm looking up jumping the shark on Wikipedia. Oh, my God. The phrase was coined in 1985 by radio personality John Hine in response to a 1977 episode from the fifth season of the American sitcom Happy Days.
Yes. I feel like you're messing around, but I don't think you are.
No, I'm not. One of my favorite things, seriously, man, in life is when I learn about something that is common knowledge to other people. An example, a couple years ago, I found out that the phrase play it by ear wasn't play it by year.
You thought it was play it by year?
Y-E-A-R, yeah.
Why would...
I just thought that was the saying. I never thought twice about it. Play it by year. And then I find out it's play it by ear, which actually does make sense.
Why does that make sense?
Because you're like a musician. You don't have the sheet music in front of you, so you don't have the plan.
Yes.
You hear the notes, and you go, okay, that's a G string. I'm going to play the G string. Play it by ear.
Play it by ear makes sense, too, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Never thought twice about it. Hmm. And then you got my... I always thought moot point was moo point. It's just a moo point. But it's like a callium, but it's moot. I'm not that bright. Bob and Collier, hello. Bobby!
Hello?
Hi, Bob. Hey, Bob. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, you finally got it right about jump the shark. That was coined by John Hine, who incidentally is from Mount Lebanon.
Oh, look at that.
What?
And he works on the Howard Stern Show, and they coined that phrase years ago. It was to describe a show that had hit the wall. It was over with. It came to a certain point where it was no longer relevant or funny or whatever. You know, it was dumb, basically. So, but you guys got it right.
Well, so was Fonz jumping the shark in the actual show in 1977? Was that dumb?
Water skis or something.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it a bunch of times. But did people think that was dumb in 1977? Is that why it became a phrase?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they use that faithfully on the Stern Show all the time. Anything that's hit the fan, it's done, it's over with, it's old news. They say it's jumped a shark.
Man, so, we got to come up with our own then.
Right.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the info. And thank you, Wikipedia. I do know John Hine was from Mount Lebanon, but I forgot about that.
Really?
You know, things you forget, some things you don't know, like play it by ear.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Stern Show could come up with their own vernacular, I feel like we could do it too. I feel like we can come up with something. I mean, we already brings the ruckus. We'll it'll happen organically.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. Vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers, Chargers? First caller, John from Johnstown, bullish. Thinks that T.J. Watt is going to eat Justin Herbert for lunch. But that's where this is such an interesting chess match, as you've brought up, Doran. Like, they know T.J. Watt exists. And so what are you going to do? You're going to hand the ball off to J.K. Dobbins as much as possible. One quick Chargers stat that blew my mind. Gus Edwards is averaging 2.9 yards per carry behind the same offensive line. He has 29 carries. J.K. Dobbins is averaging 9.9 yards per carry, has 27 carries. They have handed the ball more to the guy averaging 6 fewer yards than they have to J.K. Dobbins. But Dobbins has had issues with injuries in the past. All right, phone lines are blowing up. You want to talk about Happy Days? Great. You want to talk about Dobby? Great. You want to talk about Justin Bieber? That's fine. But we are soliciting calls for Vibe Check Friday. How you feeling about Steelers, Chargers? And there could be a player available to the Steelers for the first time this year. We'll get to that too. But first, tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Got this text, Storm, because I said I didn't know it was play it by ear. I thought it was play it by year. Y-E-A-R, and someone texts in, I thought it was make ends meet, but with meat spelled M-E-A-T.
I could see that too.
Like sausage links touching each other? I could see that. Make the ends of the sausage meet.
Yeah, or like burnt ends.
Yeah, make a meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh. I want people to text in some phrases that they've got wrong their whole life.
Yeah.
I think we can have some fun with that.
I have a lot.
412-928-9370.
I have a lot. I just can't think of them.
I know. That's what always happens.
Yeah.
I have a buddy that I went to college with who, instead of saying might as well, when he texts it, he goes M-I-N-U-S minus
might
well.
As well.
I'm like, my brother, you are 34 and you are employed. And I question God every day on how that happened, but I thank him for that. This idiocy talk on the fan presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We're doing vibe check. How are you feeling about the Steelers this weekend against the Chargers? What kind of game do you expect? Conventional wisdom says it's going to be like 9-6. Did you see the NFL score predictions where they'll release it every week with the faces of all the NFL experts and they'll have the score.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was like 9-6 or 12-9. One legitimate prediction at 13-5. But I'm starting to see it your way, that the Steelers are going to try to play this game like the Broncos game, and that means push it a little bit early and then hopefully get a lead. And then maybe they'll sit on it then, but would you be satisfied if the Steelers, if they put up like 17 points in a half, if they put up 14 points in the first half, I think I'm good. Like, I think on Monday I'm talking about, hey, the offense is really starting to come together.
And they don't put up any more points in the game?
No, I'm not saying like the Denver game where they totally stink in the second. I would need to see some level of execution in the second half. But if this is what they're trying to be, a team that's going to be aggressive early, and then because they can run the ball, salt it away that way late, and they actually do it more, not just in principle, but actually on the field in actuality, I think I can live with that.
What if it's like a Najee touchdown and a Jalen touchdown and not a Fields throwing touchdown? Would you be okay with that?
Depends how they get there.
Okay.
Depends how they get there.
All right.
Yeah.
I can get with that.
Yeah.
I can get with that.
I think we've talked about the last couple of years, they got one way to win. We're going to win with defense. But if you can win by getting a lead and then, like TJ Watt, man, set the single season sack record, and they never played with a lead. What could this guy do? What could they do as a pass rush and a defense if you're up by a couple of scores in some of these games? You're allowed to win that way, too. You've totally changed my mind on all of this, Dorenson. Jack in the car?
Yes.
Jack in the car.
Hello.
Hi, are you Jack in the car?
How you doing?
What's up, man?
How you doing? You ever hear of rule of thumb?
Yes. What did you think it was something else?
Well, you know where it came from, rule of thumb.
Tell me.
Back in 16th century England, it was illegal to beat your wife with a stick wider than the width of your thumb.
Goodbye, Jack.
Oh, my God.
Mark and Baldwin try to do better.
What?
Hi, Mark.
I am speechless after that last call, but good morning, guys.
Mark, that's the second call that's left me speechless. We had John in Johnstown earlier, and he said, TJ Watt's going to go out there. He's going to kick some ass. And I was trying to figure out who it was, and I paused.
Yeah, I was mystified, and not to mention that he was Jack in the car, so it's just, you go from there.
Was that Reese McGuire? What?
Yeah. But the one thing I will say about the Steelers, I am optimistic because I know that they're saying that Russ Wilson is trending in the right direction to come back from injury. Do you guys see it as a possibility? Say he's ready to go on Sunday. Do you see a dual threat quarterback thing going here with him and Fields just because maybe his mobility is limited and you see Justin Fields come in for, you know, a few scheming plays, get a first down, continue a drive, stuff like that?
No. And thank you for the call, Mark.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Did you hear Ray Fittipaldo on yesterday with the PM guys? Ray said he still thinks it's going to be a while for Russ.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
You said put him on the IR.
Yeah.
And I said, you gotta wait. And if he comes back earlier than 4 weeks, you need to be able to plug him in. Turns out, probably not going to be ready.
Yeah, it's going to be 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe if they get this win and you're 3-0, maybe you put him on IR now after this win. Because then it's like, all right, we're 3-0. If something does happen to Justin, he does get banged up, he puts himself in harm's way. If we do have to go to Allen, then we still have a nice little cushion of wins. I don't know, but I don't know what, like, make him out of sight, out of mind, and let him just go rehab and not have to worry about this situation.
Yeah, you rehab, you're not talking to the media, and
the media's not even asking you.
Right.
Because it's just 4 weeks. It's not like, is Russ ready? Is he close? Is he limited? Like, no, he has 4 weeks. Like, it's almost like not even a story anymore.
Yeah, you're literally going to have to wait and see when he comes back, and you totally reevaluate it at the time. There's no questions. There's nothing. And I like to get in a time machine and go back, the DeLorean, Doran. I would have put him on IR when you said put him on IR. It would have made a ton of sense to do it. But now I don't think it's going to be 4 more weeks. I think it's probably going to be like 2 more weeks. And then you would maybe be hurting yourself if you did it now. They should have done it before. Because I've been told he is hurt worse than people think, too. Like, I had somebody tell me about maybe what they saw at practice. And when it happened, non-contact looked bad. Looked bad. And Russ even put his name on it last week when he talked. And he said that the injury in training camp was worse than they thought that it was, too.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a guy who, like, he's definitely not playing this week. Mark in the car. He's probably not playing next week either.
No.
Probably not playing next week either. You got to protect yourself. We're going to see what it looks like probably this weekend, a quarterback that uses mobility a lot that can't, and what that looks like. You're going to see Justin Herbert, who loves to run around, likes to keep his eyes downfield, who's young. He's not going to be able to move. You're going to be a sitting duck back there. They're probably not going to run stretch plays because he can't get out there, I think. So you'll see what that looks like. And you're not going to be clamoring for Russ, I don't think, after this weekend. 412-928-9370. Steelers may yet get a Wilson back this week. Roman. And we'll talk about him. You can still call Sean and Kansberg, others. You can hold on. 412-928-9370. We'll get to you. And what are some phrases throughout your life that you thought were different than they actually are? Like, here's one that was good. I used to think the word specific was pacific and people were just saying it wrong.
Pacific.
I always thought it was next store, not next door. We'll get a few more of these. 412-928-9370. Up next, Roman Wilson.
Honestly, I didn't really think about that. That hasn't really crossed my mind, looking over the sideline and seeing my old coach. But maybe on game day, it's going to hit me differently, huh? Like, I don't know. I think that's like just such a crazy experience, you know, like my coach being on the other sideline. Like, I just never thought that'd be a thing.
Roman Wilson won a national championship at Michigan last year with Jim Harbaugh. And maybe he'll line up against him this week. Practiced in full yesterday, did Roman Wilson. Though Ray Fittipaldo said yesterday he doesn't expect him to play. Think about the dynamics going on here. You've got Jim Harbaugh. His best player through a couple of games is J.K. Dobbins, an Ohio State guy. Justin Fields, Ohio State guy, going up against Jim Harbaugh. And then you got Roman Wilson, who his coach, well, he won a national championship with last year.
And J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Greg Roman came from the Ravens, who his brother coached.
And a ton of the staff came from the Ravens.
Yes.
They went from Michigan to Baltimore back to Jim in Los Angeles.
Yes.
It's an AFC North affair, really, this week, Doran, at Acrisure Stadium. What I'm wondering is, why not just throw Roman Wilson out there? Like Ray says, he's probably not going to get a helmet. Maybe next week they're working him back, but I mean, let him learn on the fly. Give him 12, 15 snaps.
If he's ready.
Yeah.
I don't see there any harm in it.
Yeah.
I don't see any. Well, if he's ready, give him some snaps and see what he can do. But if he's like 90% and you need that extra week, then you wait an extra week so you can have him for the rest of the season.
I'm wondering how much of it is health and how much of it is young guy, didn't practice a lot. You don't feel comfortable with him knowing the offense, things of that nature. Probably a little column A, column B.
Well, I mean, you would know in practice, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you would see, it's like, all right, get in there. Let's see what you can do. Play the Z receiver. And do you know these plays? Can you do this? And, you know, you can get a gauge of that. And it's like, okay, maybe he's a week away. And then we can start creating plays for him, you know, to get him open, to get him a feel, maybe some bubble screens or something like that. But you could see in practice if he's mentally ready.
Yeah.
Which he should be because he's been sitting around watching.
I could see him being a much better game player than a practice player, too, because he's not the biggest dude in the world, but you watch some of the stuff in Michigan, he loves to play the game.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll put you on your ass. I think he's a good fit for this Arthur Smith offense when it's all said and done. Now, will it be this week? Doesn't sound like it. Here's what I do know. Your number two wide receiver can't have three catches and 15 yards through two games. And that's what Van Jefferson has. Three catches, 15 yards. It's so much worse than I thought it even would be. Like, we knew that this would be an issue. We knew Van Jefferson's better served as your three or your four, but three catches for 15 yards. Hey, and they're 2-0, so you're getting by, but I can't see that continuing all season long.
Is that almost by design, or is he just not getting open?
It's a great question.
You would think that he would be open, right? Because of George.
Yeah, and I think, and I want to talk to Carter about this too, because Chris Carter is going to join us at 8 o'clock. He's a big film freak guy. Like, he will just sit there in his house and he'll just watch film for hours on end. I want to know how he thinks George Pickens has been used different than the last couple of years. You've talked about it a bunch. You broke down a training camp rep where they had him
bunch
formation, slot right. Beautiful.
Yeah. He's been used multiple ways in traditional ways, and that's a testament to George, really, as much as it is Arthur Smith of utilizing and creating matchups. But George had to – you have to learn how to – you know, do those different things within the offense before you can, you know, even create those matchups. Like, he has to learn motions. He has to learn to line up in alignment in the slot. And that slant route, I think he caught, against the Broncos. No, he was in a different position. So that's a testament to him of learning the offense and grasping it and understanding matchups and understanding angles, because everything changes. You know, we can get into the details a little bit, but, like, from the outside to the inside, everything changes. Like, angles, timing. You have to understand that, and then you have to understand the plays, too, like, and how to run them. So that's a testament to Arthur Smith of trusting George and George learning how he can really expand his arsenal of being a receiver.
Yeah, Mike Thomas says get on a moving train, and through two games he has. I know the statistics don't quite bear it out in the last game, but he played better, way better than the statistics would indicate. He hasn't really been doubled a lot yet. Like, I was looking at some of those percentages. It's because they had A.J. Terrell in Atlanta, and they had Patrick Surtain in Denver. And I really don't care who it is at this point. You can't go single coverage on that guy. Like, he's shown that through 2 weeks. We'll see if it's a little bit different this week with the Chargers. Someone texted in, Doran, I always thought the song by the Doobie Brothers said, give me the Beach Boys and free my soul, instead of give me the Beat Boys and free my soul.
I can see that one, too.
You know that song Swing by Savage?
Yeah.
Oh, bleep. I can't really sing it, actually.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I used to think, instead of Savage Where the Chorus At, I used to think it was Savage Where the Cul-de-Sac. Cul-de-sac. I think I've brought that up before. Savage Where the Cul-de-Sac! God, that's the most Mount Lebanon thing I've ever said in my entire life.
Yes, it is.
412-928-9370. Let's go to Sean in Canonsburg. Hi, Sean. Good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Where the cul-de-sac?
Hey, so Fonzie jumped the shark tank on his motorcycle, not on skis.
I just watched him doing it on skis.
Oh, he did. Well, I watched it back then, and he jumped the shark tank with his motorcycle. It was around Evel Knievel times.
He might have done both.
He did both.
He did both.
Yeah. I think the water skis were first.
Yeah, well, that was a big show when he jumped the shark tank on his motorcycle. That was the big thing everyone waited a week to see.
Sean, I saw an interview with Henry Winkler where he said that back in the day, back in the height of Fonz, there were women who would mail him their underpants. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I believe it. I believe it. He was pretty cool back then.
He had to have been one of the top in the 70s.
Man.
The top people going.
Like, Lee Majors. Lee Majors also.
No doubt about that. Thank you for the call, Sean. Yeah, people just mail me hate mail.
Yes.
Ain't nobody ever. You know what? I don't want to solicit this. Please do not send us your underpants.
Don't
do that.
Never.
Did get fan mail. Not hate mail, fan mail from prison once, but no underpants
from,
there.
From prison?
From prison, yeah. Back in the old day, yeah.
Wait.
From prison. Big fan of the show. We listen to you all the time, that kind of
thing. In prison?
From prison, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 412-928-9370. I'm trying to read some of these texts, and I need to filter them out throughout the break is what I got to do.
Okay.
We got Chris Carter joining us at 8 o'clock. Coming up next, we can take a look around the AFC North. We'll still take your calls, 412-928-9370. Oh, man, lots to get to. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Here's a texter. People are big on happy days, Doran. For the record, the Fonz never jumped a shark tank with his motorcycle. He did it on skis. He did, however, set the record by jumping 14 garbage cans in the parking lot at Arnold's.
Yes.
Someone else texted in, thought the song Blinded by the Light said wrapped up like a douche instead of revved up like a deuce. I always thought that too, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I knew it wasn't wrapped up like a douche, but I don't think until this very second that I knew it was revved up like a deuce. And one more.
Oh, I have a good one, too.
Okay, go. You go.
Smooth Criminal, Michael Jackson, or the newer version, the version that came out when we were in high school.
Alien Ant Farm.
Yeah, Alien Ant Farm. Annie, you okay? Are you jealous? Are you okay? That's what I thought it was. Are you jealous? Are you okay?
Yeah, what is it? It's not that.
Would you tell us that you're okay?
I just learned that one,
Annie, too. You're okay. Are you jealous? Are you okay? That's what I thought it was.
That's one of the best covers of all time, by the way.
Yes.
The Alien Ant Farm. That thing slaps.
That video is insane.
I have not seen the video, I don't
think.
Oh,
my gosh.
I know it's like a famous one, though, yeah.
Oh, it's insane.
I'm going to watch it during the break.
Yes.
One more. Nip it in the bud. He thought it was nip it in the butt. Both work.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. All right, real quick, we have not left enough time for football here. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to talk Steelers and Pitt with us coming up at about 8 o'clock on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You said you don't want to see the Steelers lose. I mean, you'd rather be 3-0. Look, if they lose, they're still in first place. Like, already, that's kind of nuts. And this weekend, you have the Commanders at the Bengals. That's on Monday night. In the jungle in Cincinnati, you feel like the Bengals are going to take care of business. However, they did lose to New England, and New England got steamrolled last night. Giants at the Browns. So you could really see the Browns get to 2-1. I don't think New York's going to be able to score points in that game. But the one that's really interesting, Ravens at Cowboys. Ravens desperate at 0-2. Cowboys trying to get that stank off of them after getting slapped at home by New Orleans last week. Ravens right now currently favored by 1. What are you thinking there?
I think Cowboys, they come back and win. I think that, not that there was a fluke against the Saints. I think that they just had a bad game. I think they're actually a good team. I think the Cowboys take their, I think that Ravens start 0-3. Yep.
I'm with you on that.
I know.
You know I'm a Dak truther.
You love him.
I love me some Dak, man.
You pick Dak over Lamar, like if you had to start a team?
No.
Okay.
No. No, I can't be dumb.
Right.
No, but I'm picking them in this game.
Yeah, same.
I think they've won 18 out of 19 or something like that, regular season games at home, 18 of their last 19, and they're going to be seething mad after what happened to them. I think it's going to be a hell of a football game, but I do think the Cowboys are going to come out on top. All right, Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to join us next to get into the Steelers game. We'll get a little bit of Pitt in there as well. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Oh my gosh, today, high 84.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.